listener production.
Hi there, Scott Leake here with your local briefing. A shake-up to the school curriculum with an overhaul of the English syllabus. There will be a greater focus on grammar, punctuation and sentence structure for years 3 to 10 following a decade-long drop in writing standards around the state. Shadow Education Minister Prue Carr says it's a bit late.
The government really has had 12 years to fix this. They knew results were declining. They've just sat on their hands and now at 5 minutes to midnight before an election that have people believe they're going to overhaul the syllabus and it's all going to change.
Relentless cyber attacks have been cause for concern across the nation of late, and they're only set to continue as technology develops. Wagga TAFE has upped the ante when it comes to protecting locals from the growing threat, putting a greater focus on online security units within their information technology courses. Head teacher George Holt says the push reflects the recent demand of the industry and wider community.
Cybersecurity is now an embedded part of most IT courses because the cost to the Australian economy is huge, and they've realised that if we don't start training people, the Australian business sector isn't going to be in a position to be able to protect our business operations.
There could be an end in sight to an emerging trend that is gripping the Riverina rental market. The state government has launched a review into rent bidding, where landlords and real estate agents are able to accept offers higher than the advertised price. Some experts say it's putting vulnerable people at risk at a time of low vacancy rates and rent increases. And a familiar face will take on the top job at Griffith Regional Sports Centre. After 11 years with AFL New South Wales, local Shay Jenkins comes into the role. Taking a look at sport now in cricket, Wagga RSL could be early favourites to take out the one-day comp following a dominant display with bat and ball. The Bulldogs posted 258 against St Michael's at Robbo Oval. The first innings total proving too much, with the game wrapped up after the side were all bowled out for 157.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.